Right, Christine, may I ask your full name?
Yes, my name is Christine Ellen Jackson.
And what's your current occupation, or if you're retired?
I'm retired now. I was a civil servant.
Oh, okay. And what department did you work in?
Department of Health and Social Security. Originally National Assistance Board.
Oh, right. Okay. And do you mind if I ask your date of birth and where you were born and where you lived as a child?
9th of December 1937. I was born in Oxford, Radcliffe Infirmary, and I lived in Wheatley, which is about 6 miles outside.
Outside Oxford, there, right?
Yes.
And what did your parents do?
My father was a labourer, and my mother was a domestic servant. Father always worked in the village. He worked there all his life. My mother travelled around. She'd worked in North Wales.
And your first school, what sort of school was it?
My first school was an infant school, Bell Lane Infant School. Very primitive, to be honest, because it was wartime and they'd had a terrific number of evacuees brought into the village, and so we were forever trying to find room and for everyone. But we had two very able teachers, but things like history were dealt with in a very general way. We didn't have any specific era to discuss. We knew about the Romans, and that was about it. We also, one or two of us had heard about William the Conqueror, but I think most children know about that at that age. But apart from that, very little.
Right, so what sort of things were you taught then, if it wasn't history?
We taught to read.
Right.
And most of us, we had little boards around the wall, because we were only about that high. We were about 5 or 6, obviously. And we left, all of us left school, that school, at the age of 6, able to read and write. All the children were able to do this. We all used the phonic method.
Oh,
which seemed to work very well. It worked well for us anyway.
That's good. And so at 6 or 7 you moved school, did
yes,
you?
Yes, I moved. We had to move up because of space. We had to move just up the road, actually, to a primary school where we had... the school was divided into two sections. From about 7 to 9, we were all in this main church building. It was a C of E state school. And then from 9 to 10, we had to be split up. And we were taken down to the village hall, where there were 60 of us, 30 9 to 10s, and about 30 10 to 11s. And we had one teacher in this enormous room. And she, poor soul, how she managed, I don't know. But she used to walk up and down between these two sections. And we all had the same lesson. It didn't matter whether we were 9, 11, we had to have the same lesson. So.
Mm-hmm. And how did they, can you remember the history that was taught in these lessons?
Very little indeed. Again, Romans, everyone knew about the Romans.
Can I back in?
Oh.
It's okay.